It's Helping Hand. HBR1 stations, Friday afternoons, and online at hawaiipublicradio.org. We try to put the spotlight on an organization, a topic, event that offers assistance to the disabled, the most vulnerable in the community. Hi, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week, grateful to have you listening and to have a returning guest organization, the SPIN Network, Special Parent Information Network, longtime coordinator Susan Rocco, and a new guest, program specialist Amanda Ka'ahanui. Thank you both for coming down here.
Aloha, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
For parents or other loved ones or professionals who have disabled children or young adults in their lives, first, shed a bit of light on how the SPIN Network can help.
Well, for families that have a new child that maybe have a disability, it can be very overwhelming and you don't know where to turn. And that's where SPIN can come in. We have connections in the community. Susan has been working with our community for many, many years and knows people out there. So when we give a number to call, we're pretty confident of who's on the other end to answer that call and can help and guide and lead families along on their journey.
Often when you're dealing with someone who's disabled and you're trying to get the appropriate services for them, it can be an incredible almost runaround to find the right source of information. And that's why I guess you're emphasizing you're not only a source of information, you're a source of vetted and researched information.
Absolutely. We are funded by the Department of Education, and we are housed in the Department of Health's Disability and Communication Access Board. We do have partners in the community that support us for our SPIN conference. We've been doing a SPIN conference for 30 years.
Wow.
Coming up. April 16th in 2016 will be our 30th conference. And so our community support comes from agencies that will help us with airfare so we can get families coming from neighbor islands, scholarships for families that can't afford to come. And then they'll also donate in-kind services, volunteers, and money so that we can provide door prizes and fun things for families.
I think the biggest thing that the conference does for families is to prove that they're not alone. Having a kid with a disability can sometimes be isolating, and when you get into a room of folks having similar experiences and you're also surrounded with helping professionals, you really are buoyed up with the sense that there are folks that will help you on your journey.
The challenge of dealing with the school system and advocacy is mentioned as something that you do.
If a family gives us a call and says, hey, my IEP is coming up and I'm really worried about service, or if they feel like there might be some conflict, we're there to try to talk them through it, connect them to an organization like LDAH or other consumer organizations. And we also have a parent guide, and that's got a lot of information for families as well to know their rights.
When people reach out to you, what is a typical thing?
We get a lot of calls about the education system and the IEPs that are coming up and services that are needed are not happening and how can I get them? But they also are, you know, my child is transitioning out of high school, and where do I turn? It might be someone that's newly diagnosed.
What you're pointing out, it's pretty valuable. The diagnosis can come at any time.
Absolutely. It isn't always children that are born with
right.
a disability. It could be an accident that happens. It could be something that just metabolizes in them, and their whole life changes. And your whole focus of your child's education and your dreams, and we try and help families see that the dreams don't have to change. It's just a different pathway.
Can you talk about the kind of resources as your loved one is now becoming an adult?
Sure. We are supporting a transition fair that's happening. It's going to be on the leeward side at Kapolei High School in October. You can find that on our website, where agencies are coming together that have job skills and jobs training, if they're going to move on into higher education, what those supports look like.
Is there any cost or anything involved with getting help from you guys?
Absolutely not. We are a totally free opportunity for our families and professionals to reach out to us.
Ways to help you guys out?
Well, our SPIN conference is the big part of what we do every year, and we are always looking for volunteers. We do have prizes available to families when they come, so we're needing assistance with that, or gift cards that we could use. And then also, we have a lot of agency and vendor tables and support group tables. So if someone is interested in sharing their information with the community, they can also sign up, and that helps to support the conference.
How about the thing that's coming up in October?
We do need volunteers for that as well. We're looking for students that could come and help, and also just parents or adults, but we're also looking for prizes and donations for that as well.
SPINHawaii.org, 808-586-8126. Find them on Facebook, too.
One thing is that SPIN has the privilege of being able to support the Special Education Advisory Council that advises the Department of Education on the unmet needs of students with disabilities. It's an open once-a-month meeting that anyone can attend. Its focus is on improving the delivery of special education services.
The door is open. You can get in touch with me anytime if you ever want to be back on the program. Coordinator at the SPIN Network, Susan Rocco. Program specialist, Amanda Ka'ahanui. Thank you very much for doing what you do. I really do appreciate it.
Mahalo for having us.
Thank you, Dave.